Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas, and I'm the founder of Ergogenic Health. Together in this podcast series, we will go underground to explore cutting-edge health and human performance insights that you simply cannot search on Google to help you upgrade your existence. So without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode. There's a pretty good chance that you already have this particular vitamin in your cupboard, and that is vitamin K2 as a means to minimize the likelihood of developing atherosclerosis. So for those of you who are brand new to my channel, my name is Lucas, the founder of Boost Your Biology. So what is the number one vitamin to minimize atherosclerotic plaque buildup? Well, in fact, the answer to that is vitamin K2. Now, vitamin K2 does appear to have some very impressive research at suggesting that it can help to clean out the arteries and minimize plaque buildup. But before we get into this, let's have a look at atherosclerosis and what it actually means. Now, atherosclerosis is a chronic inflammatory disease of the arteries and is the underlying cause of about 50% of all deaths in westernized society. So that is striking. I mean, we're looking at it contributing to 50% of all deaths in westernized society. So this is a very alarming issue, and most people really need to consider this as part of their general health and longevity protocols. So again, we know that atherosclerosis does appear to be the buildup of plaque inside our arteries, impeding blood flow and increasing the risk of cardiovascular disease and also contributing to heart attacks. Now, vitamin K2 does appear to have some pretty impressive research. Now, in a new study, scientists have presented powerful evidence that vitamin K2 can reduce the progression of atherosclerosis, the blockage of the arteries that can lead to heart attacks and strokes. Now, this is tremendous news for millions of people who are at risk for cardiovascular disease, which remains the number one killer in the US. Now, scientists long ago learned that vitamin K2 plays a crucial role in activating proteins that help keep calcium where it belongs, in the bones, and out of the blood vessels where it can cause problems. Now, published data shows that people with higher intakes of vitamin K2 have a 57% reduction in the risk of dying from cardiovascular disease and as much as an 81% reduction in non-vertebral fractures. Now, in addition to this, numerous studies have demonstrated that people with higher intakes of vitamin K2 have a reduced risk for cardiovascular disease. Now, intrigued by this particular connection, Polish researchers from the Medical University at Lodz teamed up with researchers from Maastricht University in the Netherlands and Poland's International Science and Health Foundation to determine if vitamin K2 supplementation could reduce the progression of existing atherosclerosis. Now, for the study itself, the subjects were divided into two groups. One group received vitamin K2 at 90 micrograms per day, plus vitamin D3 at 400 IU per day. And the second group received only vitamin D3 at 400 IU per day. Now, after 9 months, it was already evident that the subjects taking the combination of vitamin K2 and vitamin D3 experienced a slower progression of the common carotid intima media thickness, which is a good indicator of atherosclerosis as well as a predictor of cardiovascular episodes and death. Specifically, the thickness of the carotid arteries increased by 13.73% in the group taking vitamin D3, but in the group taking both vitamins, it only increased by 6.32%. Remember that the group of subjects in this study have a tendency for an increased carotid intima media thickness as a result of calcium losses from bone. In addition, subjects taking the combinations of vitamin K2 and D3 showed a reduction in carotid artery calcification score in all patients except those with higher scores at baseline. Now, this indicates that calcium was staying in the bones where it belongs and out of the arteries. Now, these results clearly indicated that vitamin K2 does indeed reduce the progression of atherosclerosis. So let's have a look at how it actually works to minimize the risk of atherosclerosis. Now, the impact of vitamin K2 on atherosclerosis is due to its role in activating a group of proteins whose job is to keep calcium in the bones and out of the arteries. In bones, vitamin K2 activates a specific protein called osteocalcin. Now, when osteocalcin is activated by vitamin K2, it binds to calcium tightly to bone minerals to create strong bones. Now, in arteries, vitamin K2 activates a protein called matrix GLA protein. Now, when matrix GLA protein is activated by vitamin K2, it prevents calcium from being deposited in arteries. Now, when vitamin K2 is not present in sufficient enough quantities to activate these two proteins, the result is an increased risk for developing osteoporosis and also atherosclerosis because of calcium loss from the bones. So now you're probably wondering about food sources of vitamin K2. Now, the best food source for vitamin K2, in my opinion, is liver. Beef liver does have 263 micrograms of vitamin K2. Natto, which is fermented soybean, I'm not a fan for men because soy does have a testosterone lowering effect, and I'm not, and it also lowers DHT. We can see that natto does have 939 micrograms of vitamin K2, which is a very big dosage. But again, I'm not a fan of soy because of its feminizing effect on men, so not a big fan. Goose liver pate has 370 micrograms. Munster cheese has 80 micrograms. Pork chop has 75 micrograms. Chicken has about 60 micrograms. Pastured egg yolk has 37 micrograms. And so taco and shrimp also minor sources. You can see that the dosage, again, mentioned in this particular study was very low at 90 micrograms per day. This is definitely achievable through supplementation, and that can be either the MK4 version or the MK7. So it's a relatively low dose of vitamin K2. Again, higher doses do have an aromatized anti-aromatase effect, so it actually lowers estrogen synthesis in the body.
Thank you everyone for joining in to today's episode. For in-depth show notes and lessons learned, visit nofilter.media/boostyourbiology.
This has been a No Filter Media production.
Say what you want.